From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Laurie, VK4BLE from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club with another Redfest 26 update. Just a reminder, if you are still wishing to be a part of Redfest 26 and want to book a table or two, go to the website redfest.org. That is redfest.org. So get in now as there is only 19 days till Redfest. Digital communications? What is the new technology, you ask? Then come to the presentation by Peter from FreeDV. What about digital nodes? Well, Glenn VK4NGA will be giving a great presentation on how to use them. ICOM Australia will be at Redfest 26 and is going to talk about their latest development in amateur radio. How about D-Star? Well, Peter VK4EA, our WIA director, will be talking about D-Star repeater functionality as well as updating us all on the WIA. So heaps going on at Redfest 26. So go to the website redfest.org for more information. Remember, our major prize this year is the ICOM 7300 Mark II transceiver and all the other great prizes on offer. So don't forget to grab your tickets. QSL Comms and Elite Communications will be at Redfest. Mad Dog Coils, VK Direct, Radio and More, and Garage Art will also be there. And not to forget, ICOM Australia, ALARA, and the WIA QSL Bureau. So remember to come and collect your QSL cards. Keep an eye out for the club's famous bacon and egg rolls and have a coffee with friends from the coffee van. There is plenty to enjoy at Redfest, especially for your wife or partner. Pick up a gift for Mother's Day as there are plenty of tables with goodies for the ladies. So remember to bring the whole family and make it a day out for everyone to enjoy. Put the date in your calendar, Saturday the 11th of April at the Deception Bay North State School, 33-49 Old Bay Road, Deception Bay. Doors open at 9 a.m. See you all at Redfest.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9:30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello from the Darling Downs Radio Club. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Club, and it's Sunday the 22nd of March if you're listening to Q News Live. Last Sunday, I reminded you about the benefits of being a WIA member, and this past week, the club renewed our insurance. So thanks for helping keep our costs down. A short block of news this week because we're all very focused on prep for the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. By the time you hear this, our contribution to the Field Day will have happened. But if you're reading the text edition before 11 on Saturday, the 21st of March, then take this as a reminder that we'd appreciate if you could give us a shout on air between 1100 and 1700 on Saturday, the 21st. The reminders for the coming week. Did you know there is a calendar entry on our homepage at ddrci.org.au which summarises all the other calendar entries and logs future events? It's worth checking that from time to time because it's full of useful future dates that you won't want to miss. And don't say we didn't warn you. We're definitely taking the club trailer to Redfest, so if you'd like us to put some of your gear on the table for sale, please get in touch so that we can reserve space. Redfest is only 3 weeks away on the 11th of April, and it's getting closer all the time. If you're planning to attend Redfest and you'll arrive on the Friday night, why not send an email to secretary at ddrci.org.au and we'll let you know where we're having dinner on Friday the 10th. Also, if you want to sell stuff locally, let us know so that we can add items to our mailouts. If you're not on our mailing list or you think you're not receiving emails, send a note to secretary at ddrci.org.au so that we can sort things out for you. I hope you're following the 52-week ham radio challenge at hamchallenge.org. We're coming into week 13, and the coming week's contribution is another of those really simple things which help you and our community, and it's another no-tech, really simple idea. The idea is do something to get new people into the hobby. That's so important because ham radio largely doesn't work too well if there's nobody to talk to. Get new people into the hobby is a good thing to do. With the big focus in education on STEM skills, that's science, technology, engineering, and maths, the stuff you learn through amateur radio is a massive booster. So be an ambassador for the hobby and make sure that high school, TAFE, and uni students around you know that being a ham comes with both knowledge and social benefits. Our next club meeting will be the second Monday of the month in April. That's the 13th, which is the Monday after Redfest. And details will be on the website at ddrci.org.au. If you have any questions, send an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au. Or if you forget that, you can shout out via the contact page on the website. Thanks for listening. I'm John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club. The weekly Club 2 Meter Net follows the Sunday morning edition of Q News at 1000 AEST on VK4RDD. And we love hearing from distant stations. 73s.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.